worship. Praise God. Gonna miss you, kids. You know, it's a blessing to be able to come into the house of the Lord and worship his holy name, to collectively say hallelujah, the highest praise. I don't take this time lightly. I honor the Lord, and I know God's people, we are precious to him, precious in his sight. We can start using the God card. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You won't. You won't. Shall not. You will not. If you love Jesus. My thought today is just no. You know, they have this term in the military and in government, and some folks must have it in their families on a need-to-know basis. But when you know what you know, nobody can take that from you. I know there's a lot of fears going on around the things that are happening in this world today. But I just know him, the one who sits high, the one who's worthy of all praise. He's got a great track record. This is his word. I don't let anybody tell me this is not his word. Not only is it printed, he had people pen it, so that we could come to know his son, so that we would get to know him. This is the only way. He's the truth, and he's the life. I know people ask me a lot of political questions. I do not answer them. I'll tell you why. None of those folks, past, present, or future, come and talk to me. So I don't know who they are. I don't vouch for any of them. I compliment when something is done well, and I criticize when something is done wrong. I will not let the media make me fearful when I serve the God who had people pin this. So I know there are fears. It's in here. Don't fear. Don't be anxious for nothing, because he is on the throne. Cece Winan, I got to see her the other Friday night. Thank you, honey, for those tickets. He really could have bought some more expensive seats. But no, we saw just what everybody else saw. We saw Cece. I don't like the high, you know, you got to do those stairs. You know our knees ain't that good. Do the stairs. Anyway, we saw Cece, and Cece sings in a little while. Do you not know that in a little while, Jesus is coming back down? He's coming back to claim us in a little while. Don't know exactly when. It's okay. He said in a little while. I'm not a good person with time anyway. When I worked, I was horrible at it. But there's going to be a time when time will be no more. Oh, I'm trying to get my head around that. And the great things, Dan, that we're going to be able to do. Oh, my God. I told my husband, I said, Spirit of the Lord woke me up and said, okay, go clean the bathroom. It was 5:00 in the morning. I didn't want to get up and go clean the bathroom at 5:00, but I needed to go clean the bathroom. I laid in there till 6:00. But when I got up, Patricia, I had to put the back brace on. I had to put the plantar fasciitis band on my foot. I had to put the eye drops, the refresh in my eyes. I said, you know what? I'm just getting old. But one of these mornings, hallelujah, and it won't be long, all of this will be over, and we'll be over there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just know, there's things we just need to know that encourages us to get through day by day. He's God. And I said, he's got a wonderful track record. Read it in his word. I mean, my husband and I were talking the other day because a question came up, and I think it was beautiful. Jesus being God and man, they grabbed him. One time they got mad at him, and they grabbed him, and they were taking him through the crowd, and they were going to throw him off the over a cliff. So they grabbed him. So we know he's man. He's able to be handled. But what did he do? They didn't get to throw him off the cliff. He just disappeared. What a track record. He just disappeared. And I shared with y'all how my husband and I, when we remarried, because, you know, we was married the first time, and we was crazy. But we're not as crazy as we were, thank God. And our credit was shot. I always boast that mine had lates, but they were taken care of. His not so well. And so we were going to Sears to do something, to pick up something, and there was a guy that was like, hey, you want a Sears credit card? We knew we couldn't get a Sears credit card, our credit shot. But they were going to give us a watch. I needed a watch. You know, the old tick-tick, the little Timex. They gave us a Timex watch for filling out the app and a soda. I don't think it was called a liter. Was it called a liter then? I don't even know if they called it a liter then. Just a bottle of soda, a big bottle of soda. And so we filled out the app. We knew we were going to get turned down. No surprise. But back then, I think even now, if you get turned down, you can get your TRW report free. So when it came that we got turned down, I requested the TRW report. And it came to the house, because see, my husband and I had this conversation earlier that said, we're just going to have to move to Oklahoma. We can't buy no house here. And I was like, I ain't moving to Oklahoma. I done told you that before we got married. The second time. Wasn't doing the first time either. But anyway, so we get the credit report back, and it's blank. There's no dings on that thing. Yeah, no repo. And I'm like, praise God. Because I serve the God that sits high and looks. I just know. So he was like, it said, more on file under Junior. He was like, oh, baby, they got us. I was like, I believe God. I just know. Sent for the report, for the additional report. Got it back, and it showed where he worked. Still no dings. We called that realtor, and we got in a house in less than like 4 months. We had our first house after being married the second time. The Lord has since blessed us. We're in, I think, our third house. What a blessing. Our God. Don't tell me what he can't do. You got to just know that he can do anything but fail. But it's to those who believe. I get puzzled when I read in scripture, and I'm going to get to John 3:16, which I kind of opened up with it, but I'm getting hot up here. Can you do something? Please. Thank you. But I read the scripture where it talks about how Jesus didn't do many miracles in his hometown. And it baffles me because Nobody can stop him from doing anything. He's God. But what was the point? If you don't believe, what's the point? You know, who is that cartoon character, Camille, that does the little jokey about Jesus, dun it, dun it, dun it, dun it, dun, you know, like he's working miracles, you know. But they're just making a little joke out of it because, you know, it's the United States. We just laugh about everything, you know. But there was no point. He didn't have to prove himself. He is God. And he knows who will believe and who won't. So all you got to do, baby, is just believe. I'm talking to you, Nikki. Just believe. He's got so many things that he wants to do for you. You just need to believe him. And I know it gets hard because we're so used to seeing things. You know, so used to hearing things. But he's the God who never fails. Who in the world can imagine? Now, you got some nice kicks there, Brother KC. But back in the day, y'all don't mind me picking on you, do you? Because, okay. Too late. Back in the day, they walked 40 years, 40 years in the wilderness, and their shoes didn't wear out, neither their clothes. Who did that? That's that just know God, the one who sits high, he looks low, he's concerned about everything, everything in our heart, he's concerned about it. He's an awesome God. So I was supposed to be laying the groundwork with, this is the Bible. It is the word of God. You know, so if somebody say, well, it's somebody else's Bible, it's not ours, tell them, take a flight somewhere. In love, excuse me. It's the word of God, and he protects it. He protects it so that we can get to know him. Because who was it? Philip that said, Jesus, I know you're the Savior, but show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. And Jesus said, don't you know? Just know. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one. Wow. Just know. So there's some things we just have to know. All right, John 3:16. God so loved. I mean, we love. And some of us love harder than others. I mean, love has caused some folks to do some real strange things. But God so loved. Before we were even a thought, or even our parents or their parents were a thought. We can trace it back to the garden. We talked about that on Thursday where our forefathers made such a mess of things. But then we still had to know. So let me read. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone, there's no exclusions there. Everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Now, I hope that Tammy is watching tonight, today, because last week I shared this scripture with the young people, and we've been sharing it for several weeks, and I asked them what was perish, and they didn't know what perish was, and I told them that means to die, to be destroyed. And one of them cried out, I don't want to die. And so now I done panicked the kids, you know. But I told them, but you'll have eternal life if you believe in Jesus. So the fact of the matter is, and I know a lot of us adults don't deal with this very well either, but on this planet, on this terra firma, we do die. Unless Jesus comes back, down before we die, we are going to die. But it's okay if we just know Jesus. And then we know we have eternal life. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. My husband lost a dear friend just recently. And this morning he was talking about how his friend had such a contagious laughter. And he was saying, he just went to sleep and woke up and said, ha ha, I'm in heaven. Well, his laugh, I cannot imitate Brother Reggie's laugh. So we pray for his wife and family, the ones left behind. We're the ones left behind right now, but our turn is coming. But we have to look forward to knowing if we just know. If we just know, because he so loved us, that he's provided for us, we'll be all right. Verse 17 says, God sent his son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. We were condemned already. Adam and Eve fixed that. So we were already condemned. So he doesn't come to condemn us. He comes to save us. Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus. You come to save us. Thank you, Lord. So the thought I'm sharing today is just know. Just know. Praise God. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17. It says, then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. There are so many benefits that God has for us. And, you know, I don't want to just, you know, I don't want to be so heavenly bound that I'm no earthly good. But I have to tell y'all that I don't like it here that much. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot of hurt and it's a lot of pain. But Jesus is coming soon enough, so I'm not trying to be Harry Carey or anybody. He said, thank you, Lord. I mean, I love the fact that God has given me life and that he helps me through this life. And so I enjoy this life. I have fun. I am so glad that the Lord saved me and then saved me out of where I was headed. Because it wasn't a whole lot of fun there, huh, Jesse? We were saying yesterday, ooh, we can play cards. We can have fun. We can do things that are fun. We don't want to act like we, I don't even think to say 90 is old enough now, because there's a lot of 90-something folks living here, and they're having some fun. So we just want to enjoy life. He's given us life. Let's enjoy it. Let's take advantage of what he has provided for us. We used to say in the old church, I'm getting old, y'all. The thought that we used to say, something about I will not complain because for what I have, God has given me. You know, yeah, what I have, God has provided. So I'm grateful, and so I'm going to enjoy it. You know, thank God. Thank God. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm kind of all over the place here with my notes. Ephesians 3:12, because there's so many benefits in knowing that God sent his son for us. It says because of Christ and our faith in him, we got to believe. We don't believe in our faith. We believe in him who's given us faith. Because he dealt with every man that measure of faith. And then we get the opportunity as I was saying on yesterday in our prayer circle, to daily build upon it. If you're just a Sunday Christian, you're missing out. There's so much more to Jesus than Sunday. Oh, man. So he says, because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. Oh, man. You mean now I get to come into his presence? People talk about, I know God. Know him through Jesus Christ, his son, and then he ushers you into his presence, the presence of his Father. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 16 and 11. I spilled water all over my paper. I'm a mess, y'all. Oh, and I'm doing it without glasses. Oh, good. Psalm 16, 11. Thank you, baby. It says, you will show me the way of life, granting me. I love how scripture interprets scripture. Right, Chucky? Amen. It's like, I don't know. Have you ever been in the country and you come to a creek and you see stones going across the creek? And you get to jump. When we were kids, we used to do this, and a lot of times we got wet. But you try to jump from one stone to the other. And when the stone is slippery, of course you're slipping, get wet, fall. But this is how the word of God is. You just jump from one stone to the other stone because he's the chief cornerstone. And you can just jump from one to another, and you can just feel his presence. Praise God. Praise God. He says, you will show me. This was back in Psalms. This is the Old Testament. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forevermore. I believe the King James vernacular is thank you. And at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Isn't that something, the pleasures? He's talking about the good things that he has for us. And he has them for us, and he wants us to have them. Thank you, Lord. Being in his presence, there is no place I'd rather be than in his presence. There's a stillness even in the midst of the storm. When sometimes life gets real crazy, the young people, I think they still say it, life be lifin'. I don't know. I can't get with some of these young sayings, you know. But sometimes life gets really, really crazy. And he's got a hiding place. And you can just get in his presence and be still and know that he is God. He's got a way of touching you right where it hurts. Nobody else can do that. Nobody else can do that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. John 14. I'm sorry. John 14, verse 15. He says, if you love me, obey my commandments. Now, we understood when he was writing the commandments with his finger into the stone for Moses to take down to the people. They were down there breaking every one of them. And then we learned that nobody could keep the law. We've learned that we can't do it on our own. Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. And so he promises us that when we believe in him and he's gone back to heaven, he sent his spirit, the comforter, Holy Spirit, to live in us so that we could obey his commandments. And he said, they're not grievous. Folks be saying, I have a, she's deceased now, one of my aunts. I asked her years ago, I said, Aunt Janice, why aren't you saved? And she said, because y'all got too many do's and don'ts. His commandments are not grievous because he helps us. When I thought that I was doing it on my own, I was miserable. That's why there are a lot of miserable Christians, because they think they're doing it on their own, in their own ability. And you can't. And so when you sin, when you fall, you feel real bad. And some people turn away. But Jesus is saying, I will help you. He sent the helper to help us. And then he says, I'm your advocate. So when you do fall, when you do mess up, when you do make a mistake, when you do lie, when you do cheat, when you do steal, I'm here. Now, Paul said there's some things that ain't supposed to be named among us. So we better be careful with that. But he says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never, never leave you. What benefits we got? Somebody said, we can't lose with what we use if we use Jesus. So just know. Romans 7:14, and I'm almost done. Good. Romans 7:14. This is some of the trouble we have. Paul is telling us, he said, so the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me. For I am all too human, a slave to sin. So we got this war going on. When I would to do good, evil is slapping me upside my head. I know the cartoons, Bugs Bunny, I used to really enjoy that cartoon. He would show an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. And sure enough, that's the way sometimes it is. It's just a war going on. But then Jesus has sent us the Holy Spirit to live within us, to help us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. So I don't really, the next verse, 15, says, so the trouble is not with the law, for it, oh, we read that. 15, I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. It's a war going on. The next one, please. But if I know, just know, that what I am doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I'm not the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. And verse 18 says, and I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. So thank God the Spirit of the living God lives within me, and I have a dual nature. So that dual nature I have to feed every day. I got to talk to the Lord every day. And it's not a hard talk. It's good. It's good convo. Praise God, because he loves us, and he wants the best for us. So another benefit, because remember, he's coming back down for us. Revelation 21. Come on, Mel. You know, every time I used to speak at the old church, I would always end with the scripture. It's one of my favorite passages. Where we at, Mel? 21, verse 1. Oh, did I say 4? Let me put these back on. No, I started with 1. I'm good. Then I saw a new heaven. That's what I was trying to tell the kids last week. It's going to be a new earth, a new heaven. It's going to be a new one. I don't know if I can't. They didn't come today, so I may have to make a phone call. Y'all pray. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. for the old heaven. Wow, the old heaven? Did y'all see the launch yesterday? The launch was a couple of days ago, but they were making their way to the space station. Did y'all see stuff flying around in the air? Did y'all see that stuff? Yeah, yeah. But he's going to do a new heaven because we didn't pollute that one. This one that we got, we didn't pollute this one. He's going to do a new one. A new heaven, for the old heaven and the old earth have disappeared. My husband likes this. The sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. Can you get the visual on this? Next verse. Praise God. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God's home is now among his people. Remember, he came down here to us, but we get to go up there to him, to his home, and live forever. God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. Next verse. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Oh, man. I want to cry about nothing anymore. Wow. I used to say, I don't know what kind of bounty or what kind of paper towels he's going to use that's going to just absorb before they can even hit the eyelid. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord, in the heart. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. No more. All these things are gone forever. Just believe. Believe in Jesus. And you have more than the world at your feet. Thank you, Lord. Just to behold him, to look upon his face. There I'll sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Just to know, just know. God bless you.
Amen. What a powerful message, except when you start talking about the way I sound. No, just kidding. You know, just to know, that's a